Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, man, it feels like the worm has turned. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Carl has got the weekend off. He has bankrolled Juneteenth into a four-day weekend, and our man Chris Turtle Thomas is filling in. What's up, brother?
How you doing, Mikey B? It's been a minute.
I know. Our producer became on-air talent. He's highfalutin. I saw him get dropped off by a black car. He's no longer just regular Uber. So we're hanging out at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We got plenty to talk about. We start every hour of every show with a big hearty.
Hey, man.
And before we talk about the glorious Braves sweep of the Mets, I want to give a shout-out to some great listeners who are here today. And we've got a great audience. We can't do it without you. As Carl says, without you, there is no us. But two proud members of the Naval Academy, again, starting with Bobby and his lovely wife, Lauren, who met in Annapolis and went on to serve. And just a huge Falcons fan. His dad played for the Falcons back in the day with Tommy Nobis, was just wrapping up his career, and Jeff Van Oat and Peachtree Bart. Just really cool dude. So huge Falcons fan, has season tickets, big Dukes and Bell listener. So I want to give a shout out. Thanks for your service, guys. Very cool. And a cheap date because I couldn't get them to take a shot.
Well, I think if we need a third-string running back, I think we know where we can find one, too.
I was going to say. This guy is yoked. I mean, this dude looks like he's played football, by the way. I mean, he's a rock star. Got recruited for Florida State. But he chose the Naval Academy, which I think is awesome. And he was basically extolling the virtues of a Naval Academy appearance in a 16-team playoff, which is certainly a possibility. Just can't lose a game. On that note, hey, man, how was last night? I was just thinking this is – and you don't want to be like the master of hyperbole, but you just feel like the Mets are so mentally weak and soft. Historically, that's been them. You've seen it against the Braves. Now, again, last year, certainly they went further, but still, it's just a team that you feel when the Braves are playing at their best, they have the Mets in their head.
Yeah, and it's been that way for years, as you said, Mike. And listen, we've all been hyping up this 13-game stretch. This is what it's all about. 13 straight games against the NL East, 13 straight games to improve your record, not only in the division, but in the wild card standings. Right. You're knocking it down. That's all you can do. It's the cliche, but it's true, Mike Bell. One game at a time. That's how you have to approach this thing. And to start 3-0 and to do it in a convincing fashion right. In two out of the three games, it's all you can ask for.
Right. And now you look at this and you say, hey, we can continue this role because you take the three. You got the fish sandwich, as we said, going down to Miami. We will talk about why there's a rookie on the bump making a start. It's more about how just difficult this series of condensed schedule is for the Braves to kind of set them up for success back in New York and then henceforth with Philly. So we'll talk to Alex Anthopoulos too, by the way. Great job by Chris and Day-Day getting that job done. So we'll talk to Alex Anthopoulos about 2:40. Bryant McFadden, our weekly visit with him, will be at 4 today. We'll talk to Steve Coonan. What is the Hawks' plan? Next week we'll be at State Farm Arena for the draft. Are we going to trade them picks? I mean, watching last night at Siakam, I'm like, man, I wish that guy could have signed here.
Yeah.
They didn't want to play in Atlanta. Didn't want to do it.
Exactly what the Hawks need, Mike Bell. There's a couple of guys I have my eye on this offseason. I've been pounding the table for a guy like Walker Kessler right. Out of Utah, the big man. I think he's a guy, he's reportedly frustrated right. Out there in Utah. I would give me 13, 22 next year's one, hey. Whatever it takes to get a guy like that
in here. Miles Turner, Naz Reid, but Siakam, yeah. That's the secret sauce we need. So we'll talk more about that with Steve. Steve Cooney will tell us the plan. He will spill the tea. Probably not. But we'll try anyway, about 4:40. But getting back to the Braves, one of the big things last night, in addition to the offensive output, how bad the Mets pitching was. Walking in runs, looking totally discombobulated. Every time a Mets pitcher came out of the bullpen, it's like he was basically going, dead man walking, like he was getting to the electric chair. And then they basically did that. They died on the mound. On the flip side, though, Spencer Strider. Really cool to have Tom Glavine on the call last night, because it's great to hear a Hall of Famer, you know, who knows the game and certainly knows about pitching, to talk and diagnose what Spencer Strider was doing. First, here's Strider on how big it was sweeping the Mets.
I'm sure for myself, I mean, speaking for myself, and then I'm sure for everybody else, it's just reassuring to go out and, you know, have some, you know, justification for the work you've been doing, and that belief that we've had this whole time that we can play better baseball. And so now the challenge is to continue to do it, obviously. So it doesn't get easier from here. And I think that the idea would be that the struggles we've had up to this point and whatever we might encounter for the rest of the season is all in preparation for what we're ultimately trying to accomplish. And it's going to make us better. And we've just got to continue to believe that and keep working.
You know, I think the thing is, Mike, I'll raise my hand up right away. Shame on me, because when Strider first came back, I was expecting Spencer Strider. And that's not fair.
Well,
because he needs to be able to get back to the form in which he is right now. And Ronald Acuña Jr. doing what he's doing this season set, in my opinion, an unfair precedent about a guy coming back off of a major injury, because he's playing like an MVP from pitch one, literally, since he came back. And Strider, it's taken him 5 and 6 starts to get back to where he was. And now I think there's no doubt in my mind that we'll continue to see marked improvement as he continues to go start to start.
I know that the velocity, as you just brought up, is he going to get back to 99? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, last night, to be, you know, up in his pitch count in the 80s and still throwing 96, as Tom Glavine pointed out on FanDuel along with Frenchie and our buddy Brandon Gaudin, that's certainly encouraging. Here's more from Strider, speaking of his velo and getting back to where he wants to be.
Yeah, there's been improvement for sure. Just really diving in on biomechanics, and I feel like I've built such a large database for these types of moments. You know, rehab of an injury being one of the biggest ones, is you're trying to build yourself from a starting point into, you know, the best version of yourself. And so having science and resources and data at your disposal to do that is critical. And I think that the difficult part in season can be that, you know, change doesn't happen that fast. And you have this small window start to start to try to make adjustments. And a lot of guys will get very hesitant to change anything, and, you know, commit to a long-term plan and kind of accept what might occur on the way there. So I've had to do that before in my career, and so I was prepared for it, and I knew that was going to be a part of this rehab process. And this doesn't mean that I'm on a perfect trajectory upwards, but by any means. But just knowing that change takes time and improvement takes time, and you've got to stick on the path. You can't get discouraged.
And we talked about it, Chris, last week. I'm sure you said it at night. He's so forthcoming. He gives you pretty much everything. He's an open book. And sometimes I feel it's to his detriment, because you've got to keep a little bit for yourself. But he tells you where he's at. And sometimes you worry about a fragile psyche. But he's getting it together. And he's kind of walking you through the process as he gets it together.
Yeah. Some might call that my Kirk Cousins syndrome.
Yes. Catharsis.
Yeah. The open. The
catharsis runneth, through an open microphone.
Yeah. Runneth right. Your cup over through thine mouth. But, yeah, I like Spencer Strider's approach. Again, like you said, it's very intellectual. It's very coordinated. It's very analytically driven, which is, I mean, listen, it's 2025. That's how baseball goes. But I think if we're all being honest, there was a moment there during those first couple of starts where you were like, oh, boy, especially when A.J. Smith-Shawver goes down, Ronaldo Lopez, we all know the state of the rotation right now. You need this guy to be the pitcher that he's capable of being. And now, over his last couple of starts, it looks like he's turned the corner.
So the Braves get it done, as you heard it with Joe. Now 10 games back of the Mets in the NL East. The Phillies tied with the Mets for the lead. The wild card is now down to 5.5. You know, initially we thought we'd never catch the Mets, but again, if history, and I said let's not get into the past as prologue, because it looks like the Mets were really unstoppable, and now they're stoppable. And so now they get the New York media on top of it. It's a 6-game losing streak. So all the pressure in New York. Yankees finally snapped their schneid, and they were getting heat up there as well. So you know how this builds. Just try to get some momentum. get it down to single digits where it's workable. And now Alex, because again, I would not fault Alex for being a seller if this number stayed at 10 by the All-Star break, but now you got some real confidence that maybe the worm has turned. We have had some false positives before, but now you feel this is good because it's head-to-head with the Mets. But you can't backslide. I mean, no blank Sherlock. You've got a young rookie going tonight, and we'll get into that with Alex, and we'll talk about it more with Grant McCauley. But you've got a guy, and I like this. I heard Frank Cort talk about it last night, saying, hey, let's go for it because you need to get these wins and stack it against the Mets. The head-to-head that really matters coming up in the high end of the division with the Mets and the Phillies. So we'll see where it goes. But what do you think about a young guy thrown into a pennant race before the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, listen, anything you get, you consider it a win, right? So Didier Fuentes literally turned 20 years old 3 days ago, which is pretty crazy.
Now, again, in the old days, you could have a guy. I remember when I was a kid and Doc Gooden made his debut at 19. It was like, wow. So, but now, of course, we got to treat these guys like Fabergé eggs and pitch counts and all this. But this is a kid who's shown some stuff down there at the minors, latest at Gwinnett. Let's see. Support him. Get out there and bombs away. Jansen Junk. Man, we've got Blewett and Bummer. Well, we had Blewett. But now that could be the worst name in the bigs. But Jansen Junk going for the Marlins. He's actually got a pretty low ERA. He's bounced around a bunch of teams. I think he's got like 20 career starts. Support this young guy. Bombs away in Miami tonight, and let's get things rolling.
Well, with the way Acuna's been playing, I mean, he could set the tone right away. Just do it again. Right. Hit on another home run to start the game.
It'd be like 8,000 people down there. 7,000 will be Braves fans.
Yeah. Fuentes is, just for those scoring at home, the 10th prospect in the Braves system, and he is somebody that is currently sporting a 4.95 ERA throughout his minor league appearances. So not great, but he does have good stuff.
And in case you're wondering, for folks keeping score at home, and if you're...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Keeping score at home, look inside yourself. Thanks to Day-Day, it's the youngest Braves starter since Mike McQueen in 1970. As we come to the bottom of another fifth.
Sorry, that's all the skip you're going to get. We're live here, guys, at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll come back. We'll get the daily download, talk about the NBA Finals. Doris, what do you think?
I thought that was tremendous jump shooting from the Pacers.
Thanks, Doris. They tied the series, now forcing a game seven. Have they got the upper hand? Imagine if Halliburton can get his girlfriend to rub that calf for him. More on that coming up as well. Live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, Dukes and Bell with Chris Thomas. Join the party.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.